Okay, we've got one more key speaker for No Frills this year. And firstly, I'd like to acknowledge the keynote speaker sponsor, the Australian Maritime Museum. So thank you so much for your support of this conference. I'd like to introduce now Stacey Joseph, who's the Membership and Education Specialist for the Tasmanian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. So a quick snapshot of who Stacey is before she comes up to the podium. She has an excess of 20 years' experience in the service industry across a broad range of frontline, supervisory and management roles. But for the past decade, Stacey has been an industry trainer, assessor and facilitator. She has worked broad experience in project management, workforce development and the design and delivery of a range of leadership and management programs, both accredited and non-accredited. She takes a practical approach to the delivery of training, drawing on her personal experience as both an employee and as a manager. She has facilitated the TCCI Employment Validated Work Readiness Project, which has culminated in the development of the Work Ready Framework to support the development of those attributes employers have identified as what they valued in their new employees. Could you please welcome Stacey up to the stage?
Probably. Yeah. I've got a very loud voice. No, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's maybe a mixed pleasure being the last keynote of the last day on the conference, so I'll try and keep you as engaged as I can, and we're running a little bit late, so I'll try not to talk too quickly. Thank you for the lovely introduction. So I've come along today to give you a bit of an overview about what we've been up to at the Chamber for the last 2.5 years. With the support of the Department of State Growth and in particular Skills Tasmania. So we started out with one of the most long-winded names for a project ever. So the TCCI Employer Validated Work Readiness Project. So this project came about because we were sick of hearing employers telling us that people weren't work ready. They have trouble employing people because of lack of work readiness. Which really, when you think about it, is a bit of a motherhood statement. It doesn't really tell us what we need to do with people in order to make them into what an employer would be looking for. So the start of the project really was about turning the core skills framework into some plain English for employers and asking them what they were currently getting and what they weren't getting and what was important to them so that we could really prioritise what sort of information we would want to give to job seekers to prepare them for the workplace. So once we'd done that, we came up with a bit of a list of some of the things that employers would be looking for, and then we went on the hunt for job seekers, which is surprisingly difficult when you're not a job active provider and you are an employer body trying to find job seekers to participate in a training program. So we ran this program across 4 regions in Tasmania. A total of 60 people participated, and 60% of those guys ended up in further education or employment, the bulk of them in jobs. So what we did was we prepared those people for 2 weeks using the information we had about what employers had said to us they were looking for in employers, and we engaged some employers to provide a work experience to those job seekers, and through a 4-week work experience process, the job seekers were able to demonstrate that they had those characteristics that employers were looking for. It was an interesting process, so we'd touch base with the employer and the job seeker once a week to see if there are any issues and have some conversations that might have needed to be had to perhaps clarify expectations around what employers were looking for. So by the time we did that, it took us about 12 months to get around the state. Oops, I'm doing the same thing. It's not just you. We came up with a framework that was the core outcome that the funding body were looking for from our project of what constitutes work readiness. We designed a preparation program which sort of evolved over the 4 different groups of people that we had. We got a really good understanding of the key barriers that job seekers faced, and not only job seekers but some of the things that we could do for employers to make it a little bit easier for them to take on job seekers. So as I said, we had a 60% employment outcome on that one. So what I've put up here for you is the framework that came out of this first project around what constitutes work readiness. This is available on the Skills Tasmania website. It's incredibly difficult to find though. It's under qualities employers are looking for in new employees. But essentially what we've got is a very useful guide for people that work with job seekers or for employers that are hosting job seekers to be able to understand that self-management means I can arrive for work on time or preferably even early, and I should be doing that all of the time. So the thing that we found is that we make a whole bunch of assumptions about what we should and shouldn't do in the workplace. And some of those assumptions are pretty unfair. If we think about who taught us that you show up to a job interview early, that you have a shower, that you tie your hair up, that you have a shave, that you do, when you show up to work, you're actually happy to be there. You don't complain about having to work. A lot of the people that we have that are looking for work don't have this underpinning knowledge. And employers tend to make a lot of assumptions about what people should and shouldn't do. And so when that person shows up for work 5 minutes late on their first day, they don't say anything. And so the job seeker never really knows that they've done the wrong thing. So what we wanted to create in this tool was a way to, to set expectations and clearly communicate what those expectations were. Right, that's better. So what we have is, you probably recognise this from the core skills framework, but we've just basically put the frequency in there. So as with all good projects, we managed to pitch for another one. So this time we wanted to work with employers. And rightly so, we were asked by the funding body when we said we want to run some more work readiness stuff. They're like, what's the peak body for employers doing playing the job seekers? This is not your core business. We'd feel much better with you working with employers. So the Worker Ready Businesses project was born. Now, this project took all of the information we learnt about employers in the first project and built a, three-month program where we encouraged businesses to put forward their supervisors and managers to come and learn about how to take somebody from being 50% work ready to being somebody that you would actually want to continuously employ. And so the things that we worked on in that particular program were looking at their recruitment strategies. So when you ask businesses how do you recruit in Tasmania, and it may be similar in some of your the areas that you're from, a lot of it's done through word of mouth. So half of all jobs are never actually advertised. And so people are limiting the pool of which they can recruit from, which further limits a job seeker's ability to actually be able to engage with an employer. So we introduced them to the concept of job active providers, which was quite exciting for a lot of employers. We talked to them about the utilitarian benefits of not whacking a job on Seek when you know you're going to get 300 applications, and how are you going to process those applications, and what about the 250 people that you never got back to that now don't like your company anymore because you advertised a job, they applied for it, and you never heard back from them. So we started with that process to get employers thinking about where they would find the labour that they're looking for. And then we talked about making sure that we have very clear expectations and we're not making assumptions that people would understand what they want from their new workers. So we had some great outcomes with that program. We had 12 businesses start and 12 businesses complete. And what we're actually able to do at the same time was run another version of Work Ready in partnership with a local council in southern Tasmania. So what we actually had going at the same time was we think about the job seeker training, so the employer validated work readiness, as like the push. So we're pushing the job seekers towards the employers, which is great. But this program, the Worker Ready Businesses program, allowed us to give the employers the ability to pull the job seekers up to standard at the same time. So it was quite exciting watching the job seekers go into these organisations that had really thought about how they recruit and how they induct and what sort of support they provide to their workers. And we had some three employment outcomes. So three of the employers that hosted our job seekers actually employed those job seekers, and as far as we're aware, they're still employed, which was fantastic, and it kind of showed us that if we can help employers build their confidence, if you think about it, we'd much rather employ somebody that already has a job than we would employ somebody that doesn't have a job. And a lot of that comes down to that confidence. Well, if, you know, if Joe's not willing to put some faith in that person, then why would I be the person that puts my neck on the line to take them on? So the idea of the program was that we could build that confidence. We had some really good stories throughout the work readiness. So some of the participants that we had, one young man, he desperately wanted to be a mechanic when he finished school, and he went, so in Tasmania, if you want to be a mechanic, you finish grade 12 and you go and get into the pre-vocational automotive program at TASTAFE. That's pretty much the main strategy that most most companies will use to recruit their apprentices. And so this poor guy, he'd rocked up and he hadn't managed to make it into this course, and he'd spent nearly 2 years at home tinkering on cars in his garage because he'd lost confidence to actually go back out and to try and do something else. And he thought, well, if I can't be a mechanic, then I don't want to do anything. After having him in this program, we talked to him at the age of, 20 about the likelihood of getting an apprenticeship, and we talked to him about some employers that had some traineeship opportunities in transport and logistics, and we talked about, one step on your career ladder can lead to another one and all of those sorts of things. And we're really pleased that young person, through his work placement, gained employment with a local employer and has finished a Cert 3 in transport and logistics and is living a very happy life, and we like to think that our little program may have had something to do with that. So between those two programs, we've had a really interesting experience on both sides of the fence working with job seekers. Out of the employer program, we sort of came up with this worker-ready framework. So what needs to be present in a workplace in order for a person to come into that organisation and be transitioned from a new worker to a fully productive employee as quickly as possible? This is all freely available on the workerreadybusiness.com.au, free website. It's part of one of our projects that we were able to develop after we ran this pilot. So as you can see, it's very much about recruitment, selection, induction and onboarding, and the last one, which is workplace culture and leadership, but it's about what happens next. So often once we start in a workplace, we have our induction and then it's kind of, well, my background was in hospitality, so it was kind of throw you off the deep end and see if you were still there at the end of service on Friday or Saturday night. Having that ongoing support and mentoring. So do you have workplace buddies? Who do I go to if I've got a question as a new employee? How do I find out if I'm actually performing to standard, or do I just get a shock at the end of my probationary period when my contract's not there? So making sure that all of those elements are there in order for businesses to be able to attract and retain really quality people, regardless of whether they've got a job or not. And the big sell for businesses is that, we have a constant labour shortage, we've got an ageing population, and this stuff is going to eventually become your source of competitive advantage. If you can get staff in your business that know what they're doing, then you're going to be a hell of a lot better off than a lot of your competitors. So, as I said, we ran another work readiness program, which was in Glenorchy, which is has quite high youth unemployment. And that program was a great program where we were able to marry up the participants with employers that kind of had this worker-ready business stuff. And another one, we had a great young lady who had finished school, she hadn't been doing anything for 12 months, had just been floating around the job active provider. We got her into, some of you might even be staying at the Grand Chancellor Hotel down here. They could have had her for 2 to 3 weeks as a work experience student. On her second shift, they rang us up and they said, we are giving this girl a job. She is a gun. And it really was the process of connecting somebody with an organisation that had work that suited them, but also were able to help support her to transition her from not having a job to being a really great employee. And so she's actually gone on to win a couple of Employee of the Month awards since then. It's really nice when people ring you up and say that person that came and got a job with us is now, our Employee of the Month. So, we found that push and pull working together was a really good strategy. The employers could see the benefits when they brought the job seeker into the workplace for a work experience. We had good employment outcomes. We are now working on a number of projects that have stemmed from those initial two, working with employers and job seekers. We're providing a support organisation service, which is essentially this website. So Tasmania is running a program with employers, job seekers, job active providers and RTOs, helping to give job seekers some basic level skill sets in order to hit the ground running in workplaces. So things like construction, hospitality, aged care and disability. And so this website basically helps the participants or the employers in those programs meet those four areas that were on that diagram, so the recruitment, the selection, the induction onboarding and the ongoing leadership stuff. There's content, there's templates and there's a process, as you can see on there, where people can actually get started and be recognised as a business that has the systems and practices in place to give new employees the best chance at success. So some of the key themes that we have learnt from running five of these programs now, there's a certain type of job seeker that this program is suitable for. The people this was most effective with were those people that desperately wanted to get a job, but for some reason they just couldn't. In some ways, they were living the definition of insanity. They were applying for the same jobs over and over again, and they were being unsuccessful. This program was a really great way to help them break that cycle. Somebody needed to say to them, you keep applying for administration positions, you have no experience, you have no relevant qualifications, and just because you think you want to be a receptionist isn't going to be the thing that helps the employer see your application out of 300 others. Let's think about this a little bit differently. Let's be a little bit more innovative about how we can do that. Not one of the five courses has looked the same. The content has changed depending on who's in the room. You can't have somebody that's, you know, 56 and spent 20 years in the workforce and teach them the same way that you would teach, you know, a 19-year-old that's never had a job. So the facilitation was really important, and in a lot of cases we would actually use some of the participants to explain what communication was and to give examples of ineffective or effective communication, which was really helpful in building their self-esteem, which again was a really important part of what the programs could do. The employer capacity is paramount. I do a lot of leadership training in my role, and there's nothing worse than I hear all of my staff are terrible or rah-rah-rah-rah. In my opinion, the staff are a reflection of the person that manages them, and quite often we hear that constant churn of staff, and I can't get staff and I can't keep staff. It's more than the people that are applying for the job. There's something wrong in that workplace that needs some support to fix, and that's what we hope that the worker-ready businesses can start to do, is just to break some of those habits that are probably not really positive habits for the business. Managing expectations on both sides. Our chairwoman likes to describe worker-ready as some employers think that you get a new employee and you open the ribbon up and undo the box and that person just sort of walks out and hits the ground running straight away, and I think we all know that that's not the case. So making sure that we set both expectations. You know, we'd like to be able to tell job seekers that all employers are perfect, and if something goes wrong then that's all your fault. I think we also know that that's not the case. So we really also need to question assumptions around what people should and should not know, and that stuff around people, how we learnt what was appropriate behaviours in workplaces and how to keep jobs and how to impress employers. Not everybody has had the privilege of growing up in a household that your parents tell you that stuff. And second last point, challenging job seekers to explore alternative employment options and break that cycle, as I said earlier, is really important. You know, there's so many jobs out there. A lot of you guys are probably doing jobs that you didn't even know existed, you know, when you first were entering the workforce. I know for certain I never thought I would be standing speaking to rooms full of people on regular occasions, but somehow we end up there. And we need to really make sure that we match job seekers to employers. And for that reason, the last version of this program we ran, we actually included some psychometric profiling in there to help people, the job seekers, understand their sort of strengths and potential limitations and match those up to jobs that were probably suitable to that. So we are still continuing our journey. We've got a couple of projects on the way. We are just about to film a whole work readiness program with job seekers so that we can capture their journey throughout the process of becoming work ready and hopefully getting a job. We are also providing support to employers to take on apprentices and trainees through a Skills Tasmania funded program. And we're also supporting new entrants to Tasmania, such as migrants and refugees, to connect with employers through the connections we've made through the last few projects as well. So we're very optimistic that we can continue the work, and hopefully the content and the stuff we've talked about today is of some use to you. And thanks very much. Does anybody have any questions?